Secrets and Lattes by Hilary Lyon. Episode 1, In the Beginning.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, apparently. But in my case, the journey of 400 miles to Edinburgh began with a single train ticket from London King's Cross Station one brisk Thursday in January. And who knew where it all might end?
Patricia!
God, Claire, sorry. Have you been waiting for ages?
Oh, no, it's fine. I had a rubbish coffee from the competition and checked out the fat content of their brownies.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're working hard before we've even started.
13.4 grams, incidentally. Seriously, crap. Oh, what have you got in this bag? I thought this was just a few things to keep you going.
It is. You need the whole of your wardrobe in a day in Edinburgh.
Oh, well, the sun is shining for you now. It's gorgeous out there. I think you need to buy a new suitcase with your first week's wages, Trish.
Well, I won't be going anywhere, will I? I'm back.
Now, park just over here. Here we are.
Oh, thanks for laying on the piper, incidentally. It's very thoughtful.
If your train had been on time, you'd have had the 1 o'clock gun salute at the castle too.
Oh, God! I can't believe I'm actually here. That's so
weird. Oh, rubbish. You can take the girl out of Scotland, but you can't take Scotland out of the girl.
Aye, what's for you, no goodbye.
Aye, but you're a long time date.
Gran and her sayings, I can still hear her voice, you know.
Oh, I can still smell the potted hawk in the fridge. Oh, revolting.
Oh. God, yeah, what was that? Jellied cow hoof or something?
Well, we're certainly not having it on our menu.
Oh, I don't know. We could stick some herbs on it, give it a sexy name and pass it off as a postmodern Scottish delicacy.
Not sure what Christoph would think of that.
Oh, how is the moody master chef? Is he all set for D-Day?
Oh, yes, he's really excited. His menu's all finalised and printed up. Have you got your seatbelt on?
Yes. Do you think you'll still be checking up on me when I'm a pensioner?
Especially when you're a pensioner. Right, now, how the heck do we get out of here? Oh, bloody tramworks.
Ugh, you should see the roadworks in London. This is nothing.
You can't call yourself a proper Edinburgher and not moan about the trams, Trish. It's obligatory.
Oh, well then. Bloody trams, all that money, all that disruption, blah, blah, blah.
Aren't you going to get that?
No, it's just some 0800 number. Oh, wow, you can see Arthur's seat from here. How lovely is that?
Exactly. See what you've been missing all these years. You don't have a fabulous volcano like that in the middle of London, do you?
No. But, you know, lots of other great stuff there.
Right, now, listen, do you want me to drop you at the flat, or are you coming over to see the kids? Well, not that I can guarantee they'll be remotely responsive, of course. They seem to have very busy virtual social lives these days.
What about Struan?
Oh, he's glued to a screen too.
No, I mean, what time does he get home from work?
Oh, well, that's a movable feast. So long as his vegetables aren't overcharred when he gets in, he doesn't seem to notice the time. Somebody's popular.
Actually, Claire, I'd quite like to just get unpacked and stuff. Do you mind if I come and see you all tomorrow or something?
Oh, OK. I've made prawn and lime couscous, but I suppose the extra will freeze.
It's really good of your friend to let me have his flat.
Well, he is away working in Dubai.
Well, I'd rather be by the meadows any day. What a novelty to be able to walk to work.
To be able to walk to our very own business, you mean?
I know, how fab is that? I can't believe we've actually done it. We've got our very own cafe. God, are we mad?
Oh, listen, we've worked bloody hard to get here.
Don't you think this is the old midlife crisis kicking in?
Speak for yourself. I've no intention of ever being any number over 39.
I'm such an accountant, Claire.
Oh, you're such an arty-farty, Trish.
That's the perfect combination for a fantastically cool cafe, then.
The sisters are indeed doing it for themselves.
Oof.
Oh.
No.
Oh. What do you think? It's so hard to know what's right. We want to be quite now, but not too now, because then we might alienate the slightly then people.
What about the totally then people? Where are they supposed to go? Are we checking dates of birth before they're allowed to order?
Oh, it's not about age, Trish. It's more about attitude.
You can't vet customers' attitudes.
I don't see why not.
Are you suggesting we turf folk out who aren't reading the right newspapers or something?
Oh, I don't care about that, but we do want to maintain certain standards.
Well, in that case, you should definitely check out what rag they're reading.
Oh, and don't start on the politics, Trish. I've got a dozen boxes of marshmallows to organise.
Has anybody warned them? Right then, something a bit cheerier, I think.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the millions.
Where's Christoph? We'll need to open up in a minute.
Oh, God, is that the time?
Oh, I hope he's all right, you know.
I hope he's reliable, more to the point. I can't cope with a temperamental cook on board.
Oh, relax. Vivian McManus said he was a genius. You've tasted his food, for goodness sake.
Yes, I know, but we're a cafe. We're not aiming for Michelin stars here.
Oh, I don't know, little acorns and all that. I can't decide where to put these macaroons.
Not sure I should have let you talk me into having them.
Hey, it was a joint decision, partner.
Well, that's the theory anyway. Hiya, can I help you?
God, it's freezing out there. Yeah, a coffee, please.
Sure thing. Menu's on the blackboard here. What would you like?
Whoa, that's a heck of a list.
How about the Madagascar blend latte? We're the only place in Edinburgh serving it.
Oh, have you not got instant?
No. Sorry.
See, this is what I don't understand. What's the point of a cafe that doesn't actually sell coffee?
Oh, well, I think people like to have a choice of real coffee these days.
Oh, but there's loads of choice with instants. There's granules, powder, camp coffee in a bottle. A lot of folks still like that.
Really?
Oh, hello. Our first customer.
Well, maybe. Your pal says you don't have what I'm after.
I was just explaining that we only stock ground coffee, that we don't have instant.
Instant? Yeah. Easy to make, tastes good, does the job.
Oh, I think they have plenty of that in the calf by the betting shop, if that's what you're after.
Do I look like a gambler?
Well, I'm not sure what gamblers look like.
Having you on. I don't even drink coffee. Oh, your face. I wasn't asking you for poison, you know.
Actually, you're right. We should get a jar of instant in, just in case.
Oh, no, you're all right. You won't need it. More likely to be a soya decaf type in here.
Oh, why do you say that? We're not alternative. We're independent.
Yeah, I can see that. It is Brunsfield, though.
I'll just see if I can get hold of Christoph again.
God, it's a bit tumbleweed in here, is it not?
Yeah, we're not quite rushed off our feet yet.
Yeah, but there's a double dip over the cliff thing going on out there, you know.
Oh, yes, we know.
You're not going to get that?
No. Sorry, anyway, what are you for?
An extra hot, full-fat milk hot chocolate with cream marshmallows and a flake on the side, please.
Don't tell me. No sugar, because you don't like it sweet.
Exactly.
Here you go.
It's the school drop-off mob.
Oh, God, and the chef's not here yet. There's still loads of food prep to do.
Morning, ladies. Can I just ask you to sit one this way, please? There'll be more space for your buggies and finals. Thank you. Somebody's not very happy.
Actually, I think we'd rather sit here by the radiator.
I think you'd be more comfortable over there, actually. We're thermostatically controlled and there's probably more room for all your stuff.
No, honestly, we're fine here.
Right, of course. What can I get you to drink?
I'll get it.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm not in a hurry.
Good morning, Cafe Culture. Oh, hi, Christoph. How can you be locked in your flat? Since when were Yale keys on the inside of the door? Oh, don't be ridiculous. You can't climb in the window. You're on the fourth floor. Look, just get here as soon as you can. It's like a nursery in here and there's tons of tatties to peel. No, tatties. Potatoes. Okay, bye.
What's the problem?
Oh, it's Christoph and a highly dubious story.
Well, we don't want him upset, Trish. You sounded a wee bit short with him there.
No, look half as short as you were with those customers, bossy breeks.
Oh, they're upsetting my seating plan.
It's a cafe. Folk can sit where they like.
All the best restaurants have seating plans and nobody objects.
How can Christoph have been a chef in Scotland for 3 years and not know what tatties are? That's just weird.
He's very talented, Trish. We are very lucky to have him.
I do a mean eggy bread myself.
It's not a great start, is it, being late on your first day?
Did I hear someone mention eggy bread? Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not actually on the menu. We can do you some locally sourced free-range scrambled eggs and smoked salmon, though.
Oh, I just really fancy some comfort eggy bread now. I'm starving. You know when you've been up half the night with a child throwing up and you just can't finish breakfast at 6:30 a.m.?
Well, my children were never the vomiting type.
I'm sure we can rustle some up for you. Claire was a dab hand at Sunday fry-ups when we were wee. Weren't you, Claire?
Oh. I'll just get your drinks.
Coffee and tea and a Java and me. Yeah. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy.
Oh, shit. Where are they?
What?
How are we supposed to make eggy bread that isn't on the menu if we haven't got any bloody eggs?
You put the order in last Friday.
No, I didn't. You said that we didn't need the blacktail Colombians and that the standard eggs would do.
Yes, but I didn't see anything about ordering them.
Oh.
That was on your to-do list.
Oh, along with everything else, you mean.
Look, let's just get the drink sorted at least.
Oh. Hiya! Oh, God. Sorry, customers aren't actually allowed in the kitchen.
Bloody health and safety, eh? Need a hand?
Oh, no, don't worry, we'll manage.
We're absolutely fine.
Yeah, sounds like it. Oh.
She's very forward, that girl. Wandering around being weird. I'm sure she's wearing a wig, you know.
Oh, mind that carton, it's leaking.
Oh, why did I let you persuade me to do this? I had no intention of opening a cafe.
Oh, come on. You were looking for something to do with yourself other than ferry around your non-vomiting children, obviously. Oh. I can't believe you said that to that woman.
Well, she was really trying it on. We can't pander to every customer's whim.
Well, I think if we want to make a go of it, we probably have to.
And I don't ferry my children around, actually. And I couldn't possibly get the bus the other day. That sleet was ridiculous.
Well, there's no disputing that. God, Scottish weather.
Oh, it's been rubbish in London too, you know. It's not like you've been living in another country for 10 years.
Yes, I have. Since when was Scotland in England?
Oh, Trish, you know what I mean. It's not abroad. Oh, and for goodness sake, answer that phone or switch it off, please.
Right. Oh. 2 dozen eggs. Oh, definitely battery produced.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks.
Where did they come from?
Don't worry, I didn't lay them. Courtesy of everybody's favourite supermarket.
Great. Let's get cracking.
Exactly. Come on then, where's your big frying pan?
I'm sure this is an infringement of the Trades Descriptions Act. It says free range on the menu.
Oh, your secret's safe with me, boss. But you better hurry up with those drinks or the Bowden Brigade out there will be hoofing it down the street to the nearest coffee chain.
Oh.
Okay, I'll get the bread sorted.
So, baby Jane's your sister then?
Excuse me, I'm the youngest.
And have you always worked together?
Oh, no. I've been in London for years and Claire hasn't worked for a while.
Ah, you're the prodigal sister, like?
No. Oh, it's a long story.
Just give us the precy then. It's a neglected art, you know, precying. My English teacher at school said I was brilliant at it.
Maybe it was just another way of saying you were blunt.
I just cut to the chase, that's all.
Are you scamming off school?
Don't be daft, I'm 19. Come on, give us your tale. 3 sentences.
Okay. I left London and needed a job, so I asked Claire to come into business with me because...
Your skin?
No, because I'm waiting for my redundancy to come through and then I'll pay her back.
Exactly, your skin.
We both needed a change of direction.
I knew there was a man involved. You getting divorced?
No, I've never been married.
Well, mind that bread, it's going to burn.
Oh, shit!
Has she just got divorced then?
Oh, no. Claire's not the breaking up type. She's been mad to strewn for donkeys.
Big house, high-achieving kids, and a wee bit off her head then.
God, you are very forward.
Nah, just good at pracing.
Ah, I finally got out of my flat. idiot cousin, he used the mortise lock when I'm in the bathroom. I said to him, only yell, so many times. But he think everybody's trying to rob us. Crazy, paranoid man has watched too many of the bad movies. I tell him, Jan, no, we are in Scotland. There is no serial killer who live in our tenement, you know?
Good morning to you too, Christoph.
No talking. I smell burning yolk. You! What are you doing? This is my kitchen!
Hang on, that's my fry pan!
Oh.
Just hang on! Sorry, I don't know your name.
Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie, I'm Tricia. Anyway, Christoph, Lizzie is very kindly helping us make eggy bread, huh? Although we didn't have any eggs.
What then... is eggy breads? This is not on my menu! I never serve the eggy bread!
Oh, relax, big guy. It's just like a echnicha. You'll love it.
Right, how are we doing in here then?
Yeah, we're ready to roll.
Oh, thank goodness. I've stalled them as long as I can, explaining our ethos and produce policy, but... Oh, they don't seem very interested in hearing about coffee import tax.
Wait. No. Some paprika, a dash of chili sauce. Come on.
Stop, Christoph. I don't think the breastfeeding mother is after fiery, hot, eggy bread. Might upset her milk or something.
Okay, can go. Now. Take.
Trish, can you get those other plates behind me, please?
Oh, lead on, McGuffin.
Yo, why are you in my kitchen, huh? I don't ask for undershelf.
Chill out, big guy. I'm only trying to help. I'm not sure that pair know what they're up to.
How you know Yajnicha?
Ex-flatmate was from Gdansk. Hmm. Only thing he could cook.
This my job. I don't need no help. I think you might be the magpie.
I think you might mean cuckoo, big guy.
Hi, it's me. Just to be clear, I'm not ringing to speak to you. I know your phone will be switched off just now. I'm just calling you to say that you have to stop calling me. It's not fair. We agreed. Right. I better go before Sybil Faulty catches me skiving. I hope you're okay. Please don't ring. Bye.
Oh, you're in here. You're not smoking in the loo, are you?
Oh, Claire, I stopped smoking in 1997.
And why is that Lizzie girl still hanging around out there?
Oh, come on, she's been very helpful. Oh,
she's not even sitting writing a book or anything.
Well, maybe she's still at the research stage.
I wonder how much it costs us per hour to have somebody sitting nursing one hot drink. Heating, lighting, staff, it all adds up, you know.
Well, over to you, Carol Vorderman.
Oh, for goodness sake. They cannot take their soiled nappies home with them. This isn't even a scented sack. Oh,
maybe customers could just bring their own food and drink while they're at it.
We might have to think about a small cover charge for unofficial NCT meetings. This is a lot of work, not to mention expense.
Look away. You didn't take dirty nappies home when your kids were young.
I've always been very considerate sanitary-wise.
Well, of course, none of your family actually poos in a public toilet, do they?
Pass me that hand wash and get back out there, you.
Gosh, Lizzie, are you still here?
Yep, been busy making takeaway coffees.
Oh, God, sorry. Let me give you some money and for the eggs.
Oh, now you're all right. It's a grand opening present. I'll have another hot chocolate, though.
Has Christoph had a break yet? He must be exhausted.
Yeah, must be hard work, all that overreacting.
I heard that.
That was a very hectic few hours, you know. He was flat out in the kitchen.
Well, now he's flat out in the back, having a fag.
Christoph doesn't smoke. I specifically said non-smokers only.
Well, in that case, he's a dope head. There was definitely a burning white stick in his mouth 2 minutes ago.
Have you always been a clite?
She definitely fancies him.
I heard that.
Don't be silly. Claire isn't like that.
Maybe just not with her husband.
Oh, God, it's freezing out here. Oh, you haven't got your coat on, Christoph.
It's going to snow again. You know, this weather is crazy.
Oh, you must be used to cold weather in Poland, surely.
Of course, but not all different seasons in one day. You know, this weather is too busy.
Well, maybe change is a good thing. It keeps us all on our toes.
No, I have enough change to last me the whole life.
Oh, why is that?
That is long, long tale. A very big book.
Leather-bound.
What does it mean, this? Leather?
Nothing, sorry. I was just
joking.
Even winter, then it should stay winter all day, every day. No pretend it's spring and go, aha, I got you without your thermals on, you know, freezing.
Christoph, what are you doing out here freezing your bollocks off?
Smoking.
We're still waiting on 2 roll mop herrings and a butternut borscht.
What? I no get this ordered. Come on, it's chaos here, you people.
Christoph, I'm sorry. I forgot
soup
to put it
magic.
On the board.
Well, the soup.
Jamie,
I cannot do my job if you do not do yours.
He was asking about going out with Jake tonight, and he got very...
Where is girl with big red hair? She helped me.
She's busy making herself diabetic out there. I've got 3 for chocolate.
She can serve a bash. I'll do the rest.
Oh, I can help. Just tell me what you need.
No. It's better you know in the kitchen, I think.
Oh.
Excuse me, ladies. Can I speak to the cafe owner, please?
Oh, yes, that's me. Uh-huh.
That's us.
Is there a problem?
Sergeant Carr, I'm looking for a young red-headed woman who's been in the cafe today, apparently.
Oh, yes, she's sitting out in the front. Well, she was there a minute ago, anyway.
There's no sign of her now.
Why, what's she done?
Claire?
So you have seen this girl today?
Yes. Why, what's happened?
There's been an incident at the supermarket down the road.
An incident?
Yes, a young woman helped herself some goods, apparently.
What kind of goods?
I'm not supposed to say, but I suspect she's making a very big omelette.
Oh!
Anyway, sorry to bother you. Oh, the man by the window is still waiting for his soup, by the way. Oh, my God, the customer is sitting there, starved to death.
Oh, I knew there was something weird about her.
Oh, come on, it's only a few eggs.
She's a thief, Tricia. And what's more, we're in receipt of stolen goods on our first day of business.
Let's not get carried away here, Claire. Somebody who looks like Lizzie has maybe done something extremely minor in a major supermarket.
Well, it's not the size of the shop that's the issue here, Trish.
Okay, Bast is ready.
Well, it's not as if she was taking stuff from the wee man in the corner shop, is it?
I don't see that makes any difference. Stealing is stealing.
So what are you saying? Lizzie should be sent to Botany Bay for pinching a few eggs?
I'm just saying that she's
And why aren't these guys out catching drug dealers or bankers, for that matter? What on earth are they messing about with a teenager and a few eggs for?
Hello, Barst is ready now.
She's broken the law and they have a job to do.
Oh, come on. Whatever happened to discretion? Whatever happened to just getting a bit of a row from a cop in a uniform?
Okay, I take Barst myself. I do.
Oh, just can't believe she would do that.
She was trying to help us, Claire. It's not like she took a load of stuff for herself out of Harvey Nicks or something.
I think Topshop's probably more her thing.
Oh, stop being such a snob.
How do we know she isn't nicking stuff all over town? Goodness knows what else she might be involved in.
Oh, God, don't get over dramatic.
No, this is really serious, Tricia. You never want to see the bad in anyone. We should never have let her hang around here helping out like that. We need to stick to the plan.
Claire, you're going to have to lighten up a bit if this is going to work, you know.
And what's that supposed to mean exactly? It wouldn't be working full stop if I hadn't put the money up for it.
Oh, no, and I appreciate that, but not if it's going to be cast up every 5 minutes.
I'm just pointing out the facts. You're the one that asked for help.
This venture is not all about me, you know.
Huh?
Why can you never admit that maybe you need help too, Claire? It's okay for things not to be perfect all the time,
please,
you know.
Don't start on the soul-searching, Tricia. I really can't face one of your amateur analysis monologues right now.
You have to be so patronizing. Why do you think it's okay to speak to me like that? I am 38, not 8!
Really? Well, I've got customers to see to.
Aha! 50p tip, which I'm keep.
I think there'll be a covering of snow in the morning, so we need to watch out for that. There's gritters out, so watch out for them, especially...
Batten down the hatches. Dangerous criminal approaching.
I fail to see the humour in any of this, Lizzie.
Oh, I can help you with that. Just takes a bit of practice.
And is the wig part of the joke too, then? I see you're actually blonde.
You're having fun.
Oh, yes, apparently cleaning the kitchen's hilarious.
Do you want me to help you finish up out here?
No, I'm done, thanks.
Oh, hello. Here's trouble. So you're back, young lady.
I've brought a peace offering.
Oh, God, what have you taken now?
Oh.
That is the biggest tin of instant coffee I've ever seen.
The receipt's in the bag, honest.
Oh, thank God for that.
But Lizzie, you're not the red hat.
Only sometimes.
I thought you're a true Scottish girl, but no, he's all fake.
I suspect we're all a wee bit fake sometimes, Christoph.
Speak for yourself.
So, Lizzie,
What's the story with you?
Oh, for goodness sake, don't ask. I don't want to know any more of her secrets. Being a wig-wearing shoplifter is more than enough to be going on with.
Trisha, come. I'll buy you a drink for me being it today.
Sorry, Christoph. I can't. I have things to do.
I could murder a quick drink, actually. Oh, although Hannah needs to be picked up from cello and... Oh, Jamie's at swimming training till 7:30. Well, I could ring Linda.
Oh, Claire, do yourself a favour. Go for a drink.
I don't need a favour. I'm not complaining.
Oh, yes, you are. You are a complaining person. Oh. It's no good, you know. You'll make yourself unwell.
There's no need to be rude, Christoph. It's all very well if you don't have any other responsibilities.
I have my responsibilities. Many, many responsibilities. I feel as if the whole world is sit on my head.
Oh, guys, let's not have the whole who's got the most problems competition.
I didn't say I had problems.
Oh, what the hell. Let's all go for a drink. Come on, we did it. We have run a cafe for a whole day. I actually think we make a pretty good team.
And sorry about the nicking thing, guys. Just kind of happens sometimes.
What, like it just snows sometimes? No. You have to take responsibility for your own actions, Lizzie. This is a very basic lesson in life.
Are you going to nag me all the way through my Tia Maria and Coke?
Oh, I suppose you have that with cream and marshmallows too.
Look, come, I'll show you all the best vodka in Edinburgh.
Oh, I don't drink spirits, Christoph. Well, apart from the occasional whiskey on Burns Night, obviously.
This is part of your problem, Claire. You need to have the fire in your belly. Come.
Well, look, listen, come on. Now, before we do anything, we have to go to the supermarket and pay for those eggs.
Are you mad? They'll have me burnt as a witch or something.
Oh, honestly.
We'll give the money to the big issue man with the dog in the tartan coat.
Oh, Christoph, can you get those lights,
okay,
please?
I'm doing...
I'll do it, guys.
Okay.
I've got a quick call to make.
If your horse was any darker, Trish, it'd be invisible at night.
I smiled and watched the three of them chatting and laughing as they crossed the road to the bar and marvelled at how strangely familiar this funny band of people felt already. I picked up my phone and, to my own surprise, resisted the temptation to press the favourites button. Instead, I switched it off, stuffed it in my pocket and began shutting up shop. The future had most definitely started.
Secrets and Lattes is written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It stars Julie Graham as Tricia, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Simon Greenall as Christoph and Sergeant Carr, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, and Nicola Greer as the young mum. The producers are Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, and it's an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.